Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman, Furniture, Bedding and Electrical in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, Orange is a town steeped in rugby league history. It's been played here since, 100 years, perhaps even more. And a lady has taken it upon herself to compile the history of Orange Rugby League. That is the name of the book she's going to release this Thursday night. Her name is Sharon Cross. She joins me online this morning. And Sharon, how are you this morning?
Good, thank you.
Thank you for your time this morning. Now, this book that you've put together, I've had a bit of a look through it. Geez, you've done some research.
Yeah, there's a lot of research. I mean, a lot of teams. I mean, we've got the Hawks and Sims, of course, in Group 10. We've got Cargo in the Woodbridge Cup and the Barbarians in the Midwest Cup. But I found a lot of teams going back to the first foundation clubs, which was Our Boys, Spring Hill, Pirates and Waratahs. And the Our Boys, funny enough, who are now the Hawks, they and the Waratahs defected from rugby union in 1912, right. And they go back to rugby union circles. So it's amazing.
It is. Some of the photos that you've been able to get a hold of, just amazing. Just, you know, they're so old. Where did you find all this stuff?
Well, I had some contacts at Sims who gave me a lot of photos from their books, and with permission, of course. The Historical Society were great. And I had a contact last night because the game between Hawks and Workies, they were back at the Gladstone. He actually gave me last derby round last season. That photo on the front cover is 1922.
Wow. But yeah, it goes back to 1882, I believe.
Yeah, 1885 were the Our Boys in Rugby Union. So they're the oldest rugby league team in the Central West.
Right, okay. Now, where is considered the birthplace of Orange Rugby League? Where?
Well, for my belief, the first meeting was at the old Exchange Hotel, which is now the Westpac Bank.
Right.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And then they had another one a couple of months later to form the Orange branch of, I think, the New South Wales Rugby League at the Foresters Hall.
Which is, where's that?
Well, I'm not sure myself, but it'd be somewhere in the CBD.
Yeah, okay, fantastic. Now, of course, you've got all, you know, back in the day, the Sydney clubs used to come out here and have trial matches and warm-ups. International Rugby League teams came out here, and some big, big names, as a result, came and played footy in the bush here in Orange.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we had McKitt. He was the first to captain Australia in both rugby union, I think, rugby league, from memory. And Messenger, the great man himself, played for Eastern Suburbs, and that was the first game at Wade Park for rugby league.
Wow, just amazing. It is such a good book. The footage, the research you've done, it's just mind-blowing. Sharon, you really need to be congratulated. There's a launch happening this Thursday at the Hotel Canobus. What's happening?
Well, the mayor's coming to launch the book, and I'm launching the book there and then and there.
All right, and you've got all sorts of newspaper clippings. I'm reading one here: Orange versus South Sydney in reserves. 11 teams in breakaway competition. There is just so many. South will provide bright football when they come to Orange. Orange team to play in Sydney. It's just tremendous. All the dates are here. And the history of rugby league in Orange has been well and truly documented. You need to be congratulated.
Yeah, thank you very much. But I've got to say, it's hard to stop at a certain point because there's so much out there. And 500 pages was, you could do another volume, really. But,
You certainly could. Yeah. Congratulations. I think it's absolutely tremendous. You need to be congratulated. And the public's welcome to come on down on Thursday.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone's welcome, and any old footballers, any old supporters are welcome.
All right, it's happening at the Hotel Canobulus. What time did you say?
6:30 to 7.
Okay, beautiful. Go on down and support Sharon and this amazing book that she's compiled. Thank you for your time this morning. Good luck with the book.
Okay, thanks, Neil.